Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea. Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. If this story gets in before the deadline, it will be my second Nude Day contest entry. I'm really excited about it. I spent the day out on the lake today, and I was inspired to do this story. Coming home after swimming all day and getting a sunburn, and then doing this recording, I am so tired. I'm getting a little goofy. Here it is. Please vote for me. And I'm really enjoying participating in the Nude Day contest. Anything to support Literotica's contest or the site. I mean, I love Literotica. Who doesn't, right? It's a great site. Okay, so without further ado, I want you to sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy.
They were on their way to San Diego to explore the sunshine and opportunities. Claudia, the tall, elegant brunette, was on her way to SeaWorld, having earned herself a highly coveted apprenticeship there as a marine biologist and animal trainer. At 24 years old, she had completed a bachelor's degree with a double major in marine biology and mechanical engineering, and was halfway through her master's degree in ocean sciences. She was a dark, mysterious beauty, slim-hipped and gently curved. Eugenia, Jeannie to her friends, hoped to break into the performance arts scene at Seaport Village. 18 years old and fresh out of high school, the little redhead was a juggler and a talented singer. Everywhere she went, she got plenty of attention, both for her talents and her ample curves. She was only 5'3", and her height made her huge breasts look even larger. The girls were coming a long way from Prince George, British Columbia. Everything they would need was packed into their little Tango Red Honda Insight, a graduation gift from Claudia's parents before they found out she and Jeannie were more than just good friends. Claudia drove and Jeannie had her bare feet sticking out of the passenger window. A Lady Gaga MP3 blared from the stereo. It wasn't Claudia's taste, but as always, she acquiesced to Jeannie's whims.
A lake! Look at the sign! There's a lake and a campground in 10 miles! Please, Claudia? It's so hot. I'd love to go for a swim. I know right where our swimsuits are. Please, please, please. Can we stop?
Yeah, baby. Anything that gets me a chance to see you in your itty-bitty bikini is all right in my book.
Claudia parked the car in a shady spot, and Jeannie hopped out to rummage through their suitcases. She found Claudia's sensible one-piece and her own wildly printed bikini. They looked around, and finding no place to change, giggled their way through changing while slumped down in the front seats of the Insight. The water was so cold, Jeannie almost changed her mind. Claudia dove in and beckoned her lovely girlfriend to follow. Soon they were frolicking like mermaids in the water. Passing skidoos and boats created waves of cool water that washed over them. Their splashing and laughing soon turned to kissing. Claudia could not keep her hands off her hot young lady love, and Jeannie only encouraged her lust.
You are so fucking hot, Jeannie. I've got to have you. I can't wait another 800 miles.
You need it now, huh? Tell me what you need, honey. Do you need these big titties? You need this round ass of mine? What do you need, Claudia? Just ask, and it's yours.
I need it all. Every inch of you, you little tease. It's mine, huh? Can I have what's in this little bikini bottom? Can I have these lips? As well as these? Ooh.
You know you can, baby, but I don't want to do it in the water. There's too much stuff floating around in this. Can we get out first? There's no one in the picnic area. What about those trees over there? Oh, Claudia, I want you so bad.
The pair made their way to the cluster of trees, unable to keep their hands off of one another. Claudia pressed Jeannie against one of the larger trees and kissed her. Her hands roamed to the back of Jeannie's top, and she soon had it unclasped and discarded. Her lips moved onto the young girl's left nipple, taking as much of the areola into her mouth as she could. She loved Jeannie's big, responsive nipples, and was excited to feel it harden in her mouth. Jeannie's hands tangled in Claudia's wet hair, holding her firmly against the softness of her breasts,
yes, baby,
directing her to give some attention to the right breast as well. Jeannie's bikini bottom soon slid down to her ankles, and she kicked them off and away without a thought. Claudia's fingers stroked and probed her pussy eagerly.
Baby, you're so wet.
They were so
me.
Distracted, they never heard the park ranger approach.
Oh, ranger. You startled us.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. We'll just go. What do you mean? We didn't realize that anyone was over here. In fact, you're the only other person we've seen who wasn't in a boat. Come on, no harm, no foul, right?
The handsome park ranger was a young man, only 25. He was tall, about 6'3". His gray eyes beamed clearly from his tanned face. He was a first-year ranger. He enjoyed the outdoor work. He'd helped stranded campers, enforced campfire and littering rules, but never had he seen two gorgeous women making love in the woods, one of them totally naked in broad daylight. He'd been caught off guard, and had felt his cock harden as he watched them. The taller beauty was three fingers deep into the little red-headed hottie, and had showed no signs of stopping. He'd been contemplating jerking off in the bushes when he'd stepped on the stick that alerted them to his presence. Surprised and ashamed, he'd tried to be professional, and even authoritative with them.
Indecent exposure and public
Arrest
lewdness?
Us?
What?
Oh my God, Claudia, do something!
Look, we're really sorry. Won't happen again. Just let us be on our way, and you'll never be troubled by us again. Come on, have a heart, Mr. Ranger.
Oh, he's got something else, Claudia. He's got a big boner. I think he was watching us for a while.
Oh? Oh. He does, doesn't he? Did you like watching us, Ranger? Did it get your big cock all stiff watching the two girls kiss and touch? So what's this garbage about arresting us? If you arrest us, you won't be able to watch anymore.
Claudia, he's cute. Can I have him? Please? I want to see his cock.
My girl, Jeannie, doesn't take no for an answer, Mr. Ranger. If she sees something she wants, she's used to getting it. So why don't we just give you another idea, make you forget all about arresting us? What do you say? Is it a deal?
He's got a nice big one. It's so hard. How about it, Mr. Ranger? Can I play with this big hard cock?
While I play with her hot, wet little pussy? Oh, no, you can't touch her. Jeannie's all mine. But you can let her do whatever she wants to do to you while I fuck her. How's that for a deal? Can you handle that? Good boy. See, isn't this more fun than arresting us? Oh, Jeannie, he does have a nice big cock.
Get naked, Mr. Ranger. I want to see that nice body out of the uniform. Here, I'll help you with the pants. Oh, yes, now that's more like it. I have to have a taste.
I'm getting out of this suit. I don't want to be the only one not naked. Is he good, baby? Do you like his cock in your mouth? You look so fucking sexy with a cock in your mouth. Did you know that? So hot. Don't you think she looks hot sucking your cock, Ranger?
Ooh. Share with me, Claudia.
Here, baby, you take all you like. I've got another flavor in mind.
Oh, fuck yes, Claudia. Eat my pussy while I suck Mr. Ranger's cock.
Genie. Baby, you taste good. Suck that big cock. Your pussy is so wet. You suck his cock and I'm gonna suck your foot. Oh, fuck. I want you to come. Hold on, Ranger. Let me make this hot little slut come.
Eat my pussy, baby. How are you gonna make me come? Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Let me make her come while she works that big prick of yours. She's so pretty when she comes. You just watch.
Oh, you fucked my face, Mr. Ranger. Oh, she's eating my pussy so good. I feel so good.
Yeah, baby. That's it. You gonna come for me? Come in my mouth. Share this big, strong Ranger's cock.
Both beautiful girls on their knees, savoring every hard inch of his cock, was a sight the Ranger had only dreamed of. He watched their tongues circle and touch one another, with his cock in between them. They took turns sucking his cock, then licking and sucking his full balls. With a hand in each of their hair, his cock exploded onto their faces, their tongues searching for each drop of his cream. tasting and relishing his salty flavor. Mm. With his seed smeared on their lips, they kissed passionately.
Oh, Okay, Jeannie. We'd better be getting back on the road. I think we've played around long enough.
Thank you for the treat, Mr. Ranger. And thank you for not arresting us. We won't be publicly lewd or indecent in your park ever again.
At least not unless we're invited. We're invited. We're invited.